It's very interesting that it's the coldest day of the year, and yet we're going to talk about something Tuesday is a very special day on the Jewish calendar. It's Jewish Arbor Day, Tu B'Shevat, which is the 15th day of the month of Shevat. We're in the month of Shevat. It's like saying the 4th of July, but it's Tu B'Shevat is the 15th of Shevat, but it's also the Jewish Arbor Day. And so we're going to talk about trees today. Trees are very important. And there's a poem by Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree, a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast, a tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray, a tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. That's a beautiful poem Joyce Kilmer wrote. That is the tradition of Tu B'Shevat, that is, Tuesday is the New Year's Day for trees. And we have lots of New Year's days, you know, and this is one that God sets aside for trees. It's an ancient tradition wherein, as it is the last day for any of the first fruits to be offered to God for the prior year. And it's also the determination of tree harvest tithes. Much like April 15th is our tax deadline. This is the deadline for trees, you know, as far as tithing and all that stuff goes. It's the 15th of the month of Shevat. The word Shevat means rest. So we're in the month of rest right now. You should be resting. Are you? No. The Jews celebrate a traditional New Year for the trees. It's an agricultural day of reckoning the worth of trees and begins the time of pruning and of tallying what the tithes of each tree will be. As also, it is the last day of bringing any and all first fruits onto the Lord from the prior year. It was determined by Rabbi Hillel, that this is the time when the dry tree, remember our Lord said that if they do this when the tree is green at Passover, what will they do when the tree is dry in winter? This is when the dry tree begins to take up the water from the former heavy rains that came, the winter rains. Therefore, the new sap begins to run, and as we know that in the United States by our maple trees, right? Those heavy winter rains are imperative in the development of fruit for the coming year. Until now, the trees have lived by the water of last year. From now on, they're going to live by the water of the new year. A sign of spring begins to appear. As they start showing up, the weather becomes milder, and the fields begin to sprout green. A riot of flowers of every kind carpet the earth. Of course, this is hard to envision in Nebraska in January. But the almond is the first of the trees to blossom, and the trees give forth a fresh and pleasant aroma. The Israeli birds, which migrated to warmer climates, where'd they go, Miami Beach? During the rainy season, they start to return home now. The Jewish people in ancient Israel, most of whom were farmers, were aware of and sensitive to these changes in nature. In the Song of Songs, Song of Solomon, the bride says that the winter is past and the rains are gone. She later goes down to the nut grove to see if the nut trees have budded. And then suddenly she is taken up in the king's chariot and taken to his palace. Our Lord Yeshua promised to us living waters which should begin to well up within us onto eternal life. And the trees certainly need these winter rains, these living waters, to sustain them. In the book of James, chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receives the early and latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord comes near." They celebrate this day by eating a variety of fruits of the trees in Israel and giving thanks to God for them. The Jews also believe that this is the day when even God himself judges the trees, declaring their worthiness or worthlessness. In Israel, it is a time when the first spring flowers appear and when the first buds and flowers appear on the trees, reminding us that time when the bride in the Song of Songs notices the first signs of spring around her. Let's take a look at what Yeshua said in Luke chapter 21, verse 29. And he spake unto them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you might be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Yeshua told us to note of all the trees. When they shall shoot forth buds and flowers, then he speaks that this generation, referring to the fig tree generation, the first of trees mentioned. So we see that the fig tree, as in 1948 and in 1967, then we know that this generation shall see all these things. That's the Jewish generation, right? Unlike in Matthew, Yeshua says in Luke that we are also to take note of all of the trees, which may narrow down the time for us to early spring, as when he states, when they now shoot forth. Now, with all that, let's look at the almond tree. The almond tree is the first tree to flower in Israel. In fact, is in flower at this time during the judgment of the trees. The almond tree puts forth its blossoms before it does its leaves and produces nuts and fruit all through the spring, summer, and fall. It's a very fruitful tree. It is a truly beautiful tree, one of the gifts of almonds given sent to Pharaoh by his sons in the time of Joseph. The almond branch was that rod of Aaron's, the one that budded, remember? In the time when Aaron and sons were being challenged as to their qualifications for leadership of being the priest. Therefore, a declaration from God that this budding rod of Aaron was a sign of the priesthood for Aaron. And as the others who placed their rods at the entrance of the tent, they didn't see them bud at all, did they? Here is an early type of the judgment of the trees, resulting in a declaration of priesthood for the holder of the almond branch. And we are supposed to be priests of the Lord. Remember that. As I've said, I am not qualified to be a king. I'm not qualified to be a priest. I just want to serve the Lord in his farming community. I want to plant seeds wherever I go, and I only ask for the energy to enjoy that work and to be able to do it. So that's all I want from God, is the energy to do that. I just want to plant seeds wherever I go. That's all I am expected of doing by God, and that's what I want to do. You should feel the same way. The symbolic meaning of the almond tree is even more significant. There must be a good reason why Aaron's rod budded. Almond of all fruits. The almond blossom in January, it is the first to bloom in the spring while the other trees are still sleeping. It is the harbinger of spring, the wakeful ones. The Hebrew for almond is shaked, comes from the root word shakad, meaning to be vigilant or awake, i.e. sleepless. Hence, be on the lookout. Is this not required of the priest charged with trimming the lampstand? Isn't he supposed to be on the lookout. The parable of the 10 virgins, Matthew 25, is a perfect illustration of the almond rod, aka the lampstand. The fire goes out if one is not vigilant in trimming the lamp and refilling the oil. To keep the fire burning requires constant zeal. What is zeal? Zeal is light. For this reason, to the lukewarm Laodiceans, the Lord said, and he issued this warning in Revelation 3:19, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Hence, the almond rod signifies watchful, zealous, and prompt service of the priesthood, appropriate characteristics of light. Light is service and works, according to Matthew 5:16. The first vision given to Jeremiah proves the almond zeal connection in Jeremiah 1, 11 and 12. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond, a shaked tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten shaked my word to perform it. There's a play on the words here. The Hebrew for almond, shaked, is morphed into its Hebrew word, root word shaked, meaning hasten or watch. The idea is that God, who slumbereth not, according to Psalm 121, watches his word to perform it speedily. Amen. The meaning of the almond rod. Does not Scripture say no less than three times, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform? It's in 2 Kings 19:31, Isaiah 9:7. It's in Isaiah 37:32. Thus, Aaron's almond rod points to the light symbol convincingly. And we see that the almond tree is a symbol of wakefulness, vigilance, and the first to awaken from sleep also means to hasten or watch. Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore, and also do we not call unrelenting unto our Lord to hasten his coming? For he says to the nagging petitioner of the unjust judge, in Luke 18:6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? If I tell you that he will avenge them speedily, he will hasten to perform his word, as he said to Jeremiah. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, he shall find faith on the earth. The wise virgins are those who are wakeful. They slumber, nap, rather than sleep. Right? A deep sleep. They don't do a deep sleep. The groggy, foolish virgins awake to find that they do not have sufficient supply of oil for their lamps. Shall he indeed find faith on the earth when he returns? I ask you that. Romans 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Here the almond tree awakens out of sleep before all the others and even puts forth profuse blossoms. Also, when Jacob was in the land of Luz, which means almond grove, is when he saw the angels ascending and descending from earth to heaven. I noticed somewhere that almond trees can purify bad water. I don't know. I read that somewhere. Exodus 25, verses 31 through 40. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. Its shaft and its branches, his bowls, his knops, his flowers shall be of the same. And six branches shall come out of the sides of it, three branches of the candlestick out of one side, and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side. Three bowls made like unto almonds, with a knop and a flower in one branch, and three bowls made like almonds in the other branch, with a knop and a flower. So in the six branches that came out of the candlestick, and in the candlestick shall be four bowls made like unto almonds, with their knops and their flowers. And there shall be a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, according to the six branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knops and their branches shall be of the same, and it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. And thou shalt make the seven lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it. And the tongs thereof and the snuff dishes thereof shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it with all these vessels. And look that thou make them after the pattern which was showed to them in the mountain. The almond tree is much beloved tree of the Lord's. It is the entire basis for the pattern of the menorah of the temple and the tabernacle, which is made of one talent of refined gold, not overlaid in gold as are the other furnishings, and we are refined as gold. It is made of one piece altogether. And guess what? We are one in Yeshua. I mean, The candlestick is to be made of beaten gold. And in fact, our Lord's feet were bruised, as we are, who are his all too often. Aren't we not? Then it is specifically told Moses that the branches of the menorah and the central shaft have almond knops, many of them, and many almond blossoms. This menorah literally screams, almond tree. Thus we have a picture of an almond tree in full bloom, as it is in January or February in Israel. And this is the tree of life, for Yeshua was the light that gives light, life. This is the congregation, lamps lit, tended by the priests both in the evening and the morning, so they never go out. And on Solomon's porch, the second temple, were 10 of these lampstands, 10 virgins. In the book of Revelation, John hears a voice like a trumpet, then sees the Lord walking among the lampstands, judging them, judging the almond tree menorahs with both commendations and rebukes, judgments of the trees, which lampstands are worthy and which are not. Again, in Luke 21, 36, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Remember, that is said by Yeshua as he draws his attention to all the trees. There is much in the word of Lord about trees, beginning, of course, with those two infamous trees in the Garden of Eden. Fruit trees were to be valued in Deuteronomy 20:19. When you besiege a city a long time and making war against it to take it, you should not destroy the trees, therefore by forcing an axe against them. For thou mayest eat of them, but you shall not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life. A tree is likened unto the life of a man. It is the Lord's business, it's God's business to judge trees, as the Father is the husbandman. And who can curse or wither or cut down a tree that is not fruitful? There is much to glean about governments and trees, such as the boastful trees, lording it above all the other trees. John the Baptist says that the axe was to be laid to the root of trees, our Lord saying that a good tree cannot produce bad fruit. His cursing of the fig tree, and of course the mighty words of the prophet about the branch, who is our Lord, the root of the true Jesse. And Mark 8:22-26 says, he came to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by his hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and he said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. The meaning of this, perhaps, is when we begin to be healed from our own blindness, we see men as trees walking. Tu B'Shevat is considered a day of joy. We celebrate the abundance of fruits from the Lord, and we know from the Word that on that day, no man will be able to take your joy from you. This is the day of new life for trees, and that more abundantly when the winter rains pass, as in John 10, I come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. So our life in Deuteronomy is as a tree. And our suffering brother Job says this to say about those who die in Christ. In Job 14, verses 7 through 9, for there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. The resurrection to life anew, by the scent of the living waters. There is a newness of life for us who are alive and await our Redeemer in this early spring blossoming period. Trees are also in Psalm 1, continuous rejuvenation through life. Psalm 104:16, full of sap. In Isaiah 55:12, they will clap their hands for joy. Isaiah 61:3, saints called trees of righteousness. Romans 8:22-23, awaiting adoption. And Romans 9:10-11, the olive tree, integrating Jew and Gentile as one through Yeshua. Yeshua the integrating branch, according to Zechariah 6:12. And John 15 shows our need for pruning. And Revelation 11:4 and Zechariah 4 for oil. Matthew 24, the fig tree is the symbol of the nation of Israel. Proverbs 3:18, wisdom is the tree of life to those, we say that every week. And Revelation 22:2 and Ezekiel 47:6-12, trees give leaves for healing. We know that the revealing of the Antichrist may follow the pattern of the revealing of Judas, or on the night of our Yeshua's passion, for that is when Satan entered into him and he became the son of perdition, thereby revealing the wicked enemy of our Lord's. And Paul tells us the rapture must precede this latter day revealing of the coming son of perdition. I don't know if that's true. We also know that we set an extra place at the Passover Seder table just in case Elijah might come and just drop in. And that Yeshua said that Elijah would come first, usually 6 months before the arrival of our Messiah. Isaiah 62:6, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night they will never keep silent. In Isaiah 21:11, the oracle concerning Edom, one keeps calling to me from Seir, watchmen, how far gone is the night? Watchmen, how far gone is the night? The watchman answers, the morning cometh, and also the night. So this watchful one, the almond, says the morning for us is the rapture, the new life cometh, but also the night of the son of perdition. And so a day to mark on our calendars the judgment of our trees, and also a day when they shall be saying peace and safety in the world. A day they might just be a day when the trees will awaken and clap their hands for joy, and a day that you think not, if nothing of any importance happens on this day or surrounding this day, well, now that is nothing new to the watchful ones, the almonds, is it not? But notice, nothing keeps us from that watchfulness, that expectancy, that great desire to see our beloved come. Lord Yeshua, come soon and in our time. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Tu B'Shavat. Pretty awesome Messianic holiday.